Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to this edition of Hope. Today, the scripture reading is from Psalm 18, and the song is Goodness of God, the live version by Jen Johnson, and Victory. And as I said in the last episode, in these last seven, I'm reading the scriptures my mother gave me when I was a wee little Bonnie for about 11 years old. And if I was going anywhere or if I just wasn't going to be at home for any period of time, she would write these psalms on a piece of paper and just give it to me and just remind me to read my scriptures. And they've been a staple in my life, and as I said, and it's just a wonderful thing to pass on to one's kids, and just so the word of God is passed on generationally. And it is so important, because without the word of God, life would be, I don't know how folks do without the word of God, without Jesus. I don't know how people get through, because it is just the backbone, the cornerstone, as it says in the Bible. Jesus is our cornerstone, and it is so important to have a stable foundation in Christ, so that when hard times come, when good times come, when tragedy happens, when sickness comes, we have the ability to fall back, to understand, to go to God, our shepherd, our guide, our healer, our provider, our protector. And when folks don't have that, I think that's what makes the world such an angry place, because it becomes internalized and people just lash out because they don't know what else to do. So I just pray that the Word of God becomes a staple in everyone's life, and we get to know who God is. So I continue to be thankful and grateful that my mother gave us the word at a young age, and we read scripture at a young age. Didn't understand a lot of it, but it was the word of God when spoken out loud or when read, speaks to us in different ways, regardless of what age we are. And I have to say, Psalm 18 was a long one, so it wasn't my favorite to read as often as I probably should have, but it is just a beautiful psalm. I appreciate it now, or I appreciated it later in life than I did when I was younger, because at the time it was like, oh my gosh, this is so much to read. This is so long. But it's a beautiful psalm. And again, just grateful that my mother gave us these scriptures to read, because they have become joyous and just a go-to when you need some, what's the word? Just to be in the Word. It's just, and to remember what the Word of God says and how it speaks to you. So I pray this psalm speaks to you, and the song Goodness of God. Again, it's just a reminder of how good God is and how he's just faithful all the time. He's just faithful. And we just, in prayer, and it's just so important to have a body of fellow believers, fellow prayer warriors, Christians in one's life, because we're praying over each other, and we just never know who, through who, God is going to answer our prayers. And it sometimes just comes so unexpectedly, and from such, you just don't know how it happened, but God is working all things for our good. And it's just, it's a blessing to have family who know Christ, who are Christians, fellow believers. It's wonderful to have friends who are fellow believers. It's just wonderful to have a body, a church group that are fellow believers and Christians, and just praying over all our needs all the time, because God hears all our prayers, and it's just, it's a privilege to pray for others. And just a reminder, even praying scripture over people is a wonderful thing. It was a reminder again about the Lord's Prayer in our sermon last week at church, and this is how he taught his disciples to pray. So if you don't know how to pray, or you don't know what to say, just say the Lord's Prayer, or pull up scripture from the Bible and just recite it and meditate on it. Recite it to God, just reminding him of his promises and who he is and who we are in him. And just, it's a reminder for us too that God hears us. We are his children. We are his beloved. And he loves us. He wants to hear from us. And so praying or reciting the Bible or all of it, singing, it's all giving glory to God. And it reminds us of who we are in Christ. And it reminds him of his promises and what he promised to his children. And so I will read Psalm 18. It reads, I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I am saved from my enemies. The cords of death entangled me. The torrents of destruction overwhelmed me. The cords of the grave coiled around me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I call to the Lord. I cry to my Lord, my God, for help. From his temple, he heard my voice. My cry came before him into his ears. The earth trembled and quaked, and the foundations of the mountains shook. They trembled because he was angry. Smoke rose from his nostrils. Consuming fire came from his mouth. Burning coals blazed out of it. He parted the heavens and came down. Dark clouds were under his feet. He mounted the cherubim and flew. He soared on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his covering, his canopy around him, the dark rain clouds of the sky. Out of the brightness of his presence, clouds advanced with hailstones and bolts of lightning. The Lord thundered from heaven. The voice of the Most High resounded. He shot his arrows and scattered the enemies, great bolts of lightning, and routed them. The valleys of the sea were exposed, and the foundations of the earth laid bare. At your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of breath from your nostrils, he reached down from on high and took hold of me.
He drew me out of deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemy, from my foes who were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my disaster, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a spacious place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. The Lord has dealt with me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands. He has rewarded me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord. I have not done evil by turning from my God. All his laws are before me. I have not turned away from his decrees. I have been blameless before him and have kept myself from sin. The Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight. To the faithful, you show yourself faithful. To the blameless, you show yourself blameless. To the pure, you show yourself pure. But to the crooked, you show yourself shrewd. You save the humble, but bring low those whose eyes are haughty. You, O Lord, keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light. With your help, I can advance against a troop. With my God, I can scale a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is flawless. He is a shield for all who take refuge in him. For who is God besides the Lord? And who is the rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to stand on the heights. He trains my hands for battle. My arms can bend a bow of bronze. You give me your shield of victory, and your right hand sustains me. You stoop down to make me great. You broaden the path beneath me so that my ankles do not turn. I pursued my enemies and overtook them. I did not turn back till they were destroyed. I crushed them so that they could not rise. They fell beneath my feet. You armed me with strength for battle. You made my adversaries bow at my feet. You made my enemies turn back in flight, and I destroyed my foes. They cried for help, but there was no one to save them, to the Lord, but he did not answer. I beat them as fine as dust, borne on the wind. I poured them out like mud in the streets. You have delivered me from the attacks of the people. You have made me the head of nations. People I did not know are subject to me. As soon as they hear me, they obey me. Foreigners cringe before me. They all lose heart. They come trembling from their strongholds. The Lord lives. Praise be to my rock. Exalted be God my Savior. He is the God who avenges me, who subdues nations under me, who saves me from my enemies. You exalted me above my foes. From violent men you rescued me. Therefore I will praise you among the nations, O Lord. I will sing praises to your name. He gives his king great victories. He shows unfailing kindness to his anointed, to David and his descendants forever. Amen. Powerful psalm, as I said. The Lord is our rock. Remember that. Build your life on Christ, on God, on the rock of our salvation. He fights for us. He goes before us and makes the path straight. He takes care of all that's going on in our lives all the time. So just keep in the word, keep at it, keep praying, keep praising, keep worshiping. God hears it. He will hear you. He will bless you. He will provide for you. He will keep you safe under his special cloak of protection. And he will make a way where there seems to be no way. Unexpectedly, suddenly. I pray you are blessed, you are encouraged, and the Lord meets you at your point of need today. It's in Jesus' mighty name I pray. To God be the glory. Till next time, please share, be encouraged, and be blessed. And as I said, it is Psalm 18, and the song is Goodness of God, Jen Johnson. To God be the glory. Till next time.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.